I think it was Bruce Braley, was that his name? Forgot his name. But I think it was Bruce Braley, wasn't it? And he was caught at a fundraiser of trial lawyers and personal injury attorneys saying what a disgrace it would be if a farmer became the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Remember that? Well, let me tell you something. We're going to have a hearing, and then we're going to vote. And under the leadership of one of the most able United States senators in this country, we are going to confirm Brett Kavanaugh, and he's going to spend the next 50 years on the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think the politics of personal destruction, the politics of character assassination, of dump and delay, and of smear and fear that have been practiced by the other side are despicable. And I think not just conservatives and Republicans, but decent and honorable people all over the country are sickened by the way they have debased the Constitution, the confirmation process, and the U.S. Senate. And I would just urge you, I implore you tonight to pray for Brett Kavanaugh and for his family. Pray for Judge Kavanaugh and his dear wife and their two precious daughters. It is really a sad day when someone who is this eminently qualified, this decent, this honorable, this guy was an altar boy and a Boy Scout and a member of the debate team, for crying out loud. He was at the top of his class at Yale, top of his class at Yale Law, clerked for a U.S. Supreme Court justice, served in the Justice Department, served in the White House Counsel's Office, served as Staff Secretary to the President of the United States. As a private attorney, he fought to advance religious liberty and religious freedom and headed the Religious Freedom Committee of the Federalist Society. And these are the kinds of judges. This is why we voted to put Donald Trump in the White House. And now let's pray him in and get it done. I remember, as you do, in May of 2016 when Donald Trump released that list of jurists. He was the first major party nominee for president in American history who released a list initially of 12, ultimately of 21 jurists, and said not, I will pick people like this, and said not, I really admire and share the judicial philosophy and will seek someone in this model. No. He said, I will choose from this list. And at that time, because of the untimely death of Antonin Scalia, there was a vacancy on the court when he released that list. It was the first time that a presidential election had been held with a Supreme Court vacancy at Election Day in 100 years. It was the first time a presidential election took place with a vacancy on a 4-4 divided court since before the Civil War. And so when he made that commitment to us, not just to the faith community, not just to evangelical and pro-family Catholic voters, but to the American people, it was one of the starkest contrasts in that campaign. Because we all knew the kind of Supreme Court justices that Hillary Clinton was going to appoint. And I would say on this, as with so many other promises that were made, by then-candidate Trump, this is just another example of a promise made and a promise kept. And I want to tell you, tonight as we gather here in Iowa, so far, just in the first 20 months, this president has nominated 99 district court judges, 26 appellate court judges, and 2 U.S. Supreme Court justices, the second of whom will be confirmed shortly. And at the rate he is going, by the end of just his first term, Donald Trump will have appointed 20% of all the federal judges in the United States. Promise made, promise kept.